Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 hey Good evening, everyone. Tonight is August 18, 2016, and I am Chief Langley. And tonight, I'm going to take you on a journey. And on this journey, I want you to have your paper, your pen, and an open mind. That is crucial and very important. The American Negro, and I choose to refer to the term Negro and not African American and not black. We're dealing with colonial history. And colonial history needs to be re-examined. I spent 18 years of my life in Eurocentric learning, elementary school, middle school, high school, college, and grad. But when it got to learning the history, I decided I can't allow them to teach me anymore. So I developed my own independent educational tank. And I designed the House of Ancestry because I wanted to reach all Negroes across the board and not just deal with the Indian Negro, which I am. Too many times for 500-600 years, the history we have gotten has come from a European philosophy. I can no longer deal with that. So creating my own institution, I created it for you, for my love of my people and the calling I received for this mission here in life. And so tonight, I'm going to give you the tools and the keys that you need to change your perception of colonial history. And one thing you must understand is for a very long time, Negro had nothing to do with African. It just had to do with people of dark skin in all areas of the universe. This is why in Asia, you got the Asiatic Negro. In India, you got the Oriental Negro. In Polynesia, in the South Sea, in the Solomon Islands, in Fiji, you got the South Sea Negro. In Africa, you got the Bush Negroes. These things you must understand. So when it comes into America, now you got to deal with the American Negro. This is very important. In many a times in colonial history, as you venture down into South America and Central America, you know they have people known as Mosquito Indians, and these Mosquito Indians descend from shipwrecked Africans. These indentured servants coming from Nigeria and other places of Africa on these ships that were shipwrecked in the early 1600s. And these Africans went and lived among those native people and developed another race of Native Americans mixed with Africans they call mosquitoes. But them same mosquitoes you will find another shipwrecks in South Carolina. is not written about much, but you will find it in the colonial archives. So as I understand my history, I deal with history of 600 or 700 years coming back up to today. I'm not going to give you any history dealing with 1,000 years from now. Why should I? When many of you can't even go 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 generations back, how the hell are you going to go 1,000? Get out of Niggerville. Too many Negroes online giving you some coon science. Get out of it. Slave trade happened. Many of you need to deal with understanding you're not full-blood Native American. You're mixed race people. You are of Indian and African ancestry. Many of you. Many of you are not. You're East Indian. You're South Asians. These things you must understand because they don't write about them in the history book. They only want to give you Africans. But then again, you got to understand at that time, how far did that region expand? So you got to look at old maps and understand. No longer for the last 15 years would I let Eurocentric learning control my mind's eye. So I had to dig into the colonial archives, read, and decipher for myself. And my people. And today, I deliver it to you. Gotta be careful with what you get. You've already been duped by Eurocentric learning. And then you got these old coon Negroes wanna give you something that ain't right, because they're trying to justify the slave trade didn't happen. You're blocking yourself from information. I'll take in an account. Only 5% of the Africans came here. But then again, you better question that 5%. Because you got people coming from Fiji. You got the Nagas coming out of India. You got the East Indians. You got the South Asians. You got Malaysians. You got Indonesians, you got people coming from Thailand, all coming through South Africa, then being shipped up into West Africa or Madagascar, then to Jamaica or into the Carolinas. You got to understand what's going on between Port Royal, Jamaica and Port Royal, South Carolina, and who are the people. And many of the Native American people that were shipped out to the West Indies and then shipped back in. But you better understand something else. Up until the American Revolution, all of the Southeast Coast, according to the British, was the West Indies. These things you must understand, because as you unravel the mystery and put these pieces of puzzle together to find who you are, it is very difficult for the so-called African American, because he really don't know his history. You know what the Europeans have given you, but they only have given you their ideologies of things, and they have left out the 3 to 5 to 6 to 7, according to time, 800,000 European slaves that they brought under here, under their kings. Things must be addressed and understood. And when you understand these things, you come into the reference of who you are. So I must keep hammering away at the truth over and over and over again. me knowing my history and my people, I want many of you to know yours without any confusion. Because there are many out here who confuse you. You've been denied long enough. You don't need to be confused any longer. So this is why we have the House of Ancestry, and it's called the House of Ancestry, to find your ancestry. And many of you, it does not happen overnight. This is a process. It takes time, research, and research, and effective research for you to know. Many of you have been misinformed. As we look at East Africa and Madagascar, you got straight hair Africans. And many of those straight hair Africans in those times, you may mistake for some Native American tribes of the Southeast. So when your grandmother is saying Blackfoot, better be careful with that. That's not always American Indian. That's East Indian as well. And as well as some slick hair East African tribes. These are the things you need to know. Because you've been duped. And I'm not trying to dupe any of you. I am answering to a calling to give this information to you. Because many are lost and confused and brokenhearted. You got to understand these things. You got to understand the multitude of slave breeding. The slave breeding of Asians that they call Mongoloids, which was the Oriental Negroes, not the Chinese today. The Naga that was here in this country. Some were free. Many tens of thousands were enslaved. Who do these people at one point in time descend from Ethiopians? See, you got to understand, when in time did India was separated from Ethiopia? That's why studying old maps is very important. Very important. You will find your ancestor a lot better understanding that you may be of a mixed race people than trying to say you are a whole Native American. You're denying yourself ancestry. Because many a times, to get to that full, you gotta go through a half breed or a mulatto. And you need to look at that as a roadmap. But remember, make sure you head it in the right direction. Because headed the wrong way, going to get you totally lost. These things are crucial, and they're very important. So as we journey tonight with the changing of perception of colonial history, because there are a lot of racial codes and reclassification of people in slavery. But you got to understand, which is very important, what area did your family descend from? You can't gravitate to somebody else's story and say, oh, that's me. No, this is an individual journey. I can't walk in your shoes for you. I can hold your hand, but you have to take these footsteps. Don't generalize it, because the guy next door may descend from somewhere else. You don't know what's in his blood. You can only assume. Don't do that. Getting to your ancestors and take this journey, because you could never be something your ancestors were not. This is very important. As I look at some of the things I see on social media, I know some of these people, ancestors, are rolling over in their graves, as some of my ancestors would say. You can't live a lie, because it's in you. You can't. Don't let anyone guide you to that. Many of these people out here teaching are half white for four, five, six generations and know it. So they are under a facade. Be careful with that. I guarantee you they are half white and African and know their grandmother came off the boat. Be very careful with your shepherd. These things are important. So as we continue to go back in time, study your maps, study your villages, study the settlements, study the cemeteries. Study the territories. Find how many times this location has been decreased or expanded. Dig deeply into the plantation owner's paper. Read those family papers. Read those slave narratives. Many a times you might find your ancestor in there reading about somebody else's. These are the things you must do to effectively find who you are. You can't follow Eurocentric genealogical teaching. It wasn't designed for you. It's not. You can't follow their road. It doesn't work effectively. You have to go back in time. And the deeper you go, the more you will find. If you want to know what's going on with the tree, you don't check the leaves. You don't check the fruit. You check the tree. So let's look at the root and see what the earth is composed of. Look at the soil that these roots are going into. These are the things you must do. Life is never complex. Man creates conditions and circumstances. Got to understand that whatever is by nature is divine. Got to understand this. These things are very important. Studying genealogy, to many of you on this journey, you may have to develop it as a religion. Become obsessed with knowing the truth. And you can't get the truth if you share a brother and you and the brother don't have the same mother and father. If you have the same mother, you can only take your mother's journey. You can't take your brother's journey because he has a different father. You can't take your cousin, Journey. These things. Very important. Don't forget it. This is nothing to be played with. On this journey, you can see your health issues. On this journey, you can solve why you are great in some of the things that you have achieved. Every man and woman on this earth is special in their own right. But what's in your blood? Or are you just a repetitive life force of your ancestors that continue to live because you live? Do you truly want to honor them in truth? Or you want to honor them in hope and speculation? Or maybe? You can't do that. That is not the road to travel. So you got to understand. You got to understand after the Civil War, what was white folks in this country trying to reconstruct? What were they trying to hide? Because they said very little in their writings about their own slaves. But when you look at the census, it is telling you how many free white people in the house. Well, if it's free white, somebody must be enslaved. Don't fall for that indentured servant. Many of them was enslaved. They're no better than you. That white skin is only a covering, but when you look into that blood and you look into their genealogy, you will find a slave, most of them. Especially if they are Scottish and Irish descent. I'm telling you what is a fact. I don't fall for Niggerville and I don't fall for Honky Town. These things, you have to deal with you. Got to come up out of it. Got to come up out of it. Got to change your mind. Because what they taught was not proper. What they taught was not right. What they taught was filth. Mm-mm. You got to dig into you. So I say to the so-called African American, you, when you go back in time, embrace your Negro. Because that Negro, as I said before, comes in many facets. Oriental, Asiatic, Bush, South Sea. These things. You don't have to take my word for it. Many of you out here looking for Native Americans, you need to be looking in the South Sea. Looking at the people of the island of Fiji, because thousands of them came over here as slaves. You need to be looking at the people in Solomon Island. Papua New Guinea, thousands of them came here as slaves. Just because the ship docked in West Africa doesn't mean all the slaves were West African. Be very careful of that. Very careful. And understand, you got two types of ships coming across those waters. Your regular human cargo and your prison convict. And many of those captives from Africa came chained up on the prisoner of war convict ship. They didn't come on the regular human cargo ship with the regular servants. They came chained and bound. Well, Chief Langley, I never go and read the convict ships. You will understand these things. But if you don't believe the slave trade never happened, you're going to ignore these thousands of documents. You, as a so-called African-American, you need to examine every angle of history. You don't omit nothing. You research it all with an open mind. Because many of your ancestors, if you have African ancestry, and most of you do, it's ancient here in America, and it came with the Spaniards. You came here in the 1500s with the Soto or Aileon. You better understand that. When the British got here, the Carolinas and the East Coast was already settled. Not just by the Native Americans, the Spaniard had already came in and invaded. Understand this. Understand the Soto slaves were his soldiers. But Spain didn't always embrace chattel slavery. Whole different ball game. Gotta understand these things. This is what the more effective you will be in your research is to study history. Take your blinders off. Take the glasses of confusion off. Remove the earphones of confusion off. And you will be on your journey. It's not hard. It's not difficult. But you have to be guided by the right people and getting the right information. Not information that people are plagiarizing, not information of people trying to make fit that you will find online comparing pictures. Don't do it. That ain't it. Don't be duped by that. You have to go by you. I used to be against DNA testing to a point, unless those tests are took with your ancestors. But some of these organizations have gotten better with the geographic location. But you need to use that geographic location as a tool, as a navigator. And you will remove yourself from many mental roadblocks. I am trying to get into your mind to change your thinking. I'm going to tell you, for 300 years, white folks have done a job. Seriously. Many of them don't want to own up to it, but you have to take the heat of what your race has done, period. And I find it very insulting in my research that many of these whites that claim Native American today, some of their very ancestors was leading the campaign in slavery and against Native Americans. So how the hell are you Native today when your ancestors were totally against it? These things make you want to rattle a man's soul. So you got to ask these questions. That's why you cannot follow their teachings when it comes to genealogy. Not if you want to be effective. There are many blacks that do that are them. I don't even follow their program. Follow my own. I don't want to socialize and be a part of their programs. Because I'm not. Yeah, we're traveling down the same road using genealogy, but we're riding in two different vehicles. I can't do it. You done lied too long. If it ain't hidden in the closet, it's swept under the rug. You can't do that. And it doesn't help anymore when your brothers today call themselves consciousness gonna still take you down a false road. Sometime in life, depending on who you are, it's a blessing to be biracial or triracial. Because if you know how to dig into the spirit, you can invoke the greatness in all those races that are inside of you to help you become your very best here on this earth while you're here. That's a blessing. But in order to do that, you got to come up out of religion. You got to go back into nature. You have to go into the spiritual person of you. And even though spirituality, the word and the concept, was created by white people. But you take the best of that for you. These are the things we must do and understand. Got to change your thinking. Go into the archives. Go and search where the writer got his information from. Remember, he's only giving you a narrative that might be his philosophy, and his philosophy is his point of view. But you will find his point of view is not the actual fact. My brothers and sisters, take your time. Have an open mind. Take a deep breath. You will find who you are. I did a lecture last week called Getting Beyond the Negro Roadblocks in Colonial History. It is not difficult unless your ancestor died. If they're alive, there's some documentation on them somewhere. Guarantee you. But you gotta follow the migration path. You gotta follow the auction block. Don't think they were just sold and there was no record to where they were sold to. I'm sorry, slaves were taxed. Slaves were registered. Somebody owned your ancestor. It's documented. Name may have changed, but I tell you what, there's a document that shows what the previous name was, what the previous owner was. But if you don't believe slavery didn't happen, and you don't believe the slave trade didn't happen, so you're not going to track your ancestor coming in from Jamaica or going down to Jamaica because you don't believe the slave trade happened. You are missing out on thousands of records. See, you have to connect the physical with the spiritual. Because it's born inside of your mind. That's where your thoughts are. Learn to dream. Dream a dream of who your ancestors are. That DNA lies dormant in your consciousness. Wake it up. That's no myth. That life force exists. These things are very, very important. And you can't forget these things. No matter what anyone tell you, the road you have to travel is in a different vehicle. I don't care if you have white friends. Don't work. Not effectively. Because many of them, even the most scholarly of them, will deny they own Negro ancestry and pass it off to be Native American or Portuguese or something else. I find it very insulting for them to say today or anyone, black folks are lazy. African Americans are lazy. Hey, who the hell built this country? Are you listening to me? Who built it? Was the slave lazy? No, but the damn master was dumb as hell because he didn't know how to grow cotton. You had to take a gun and go and kidnap, then create a law to make a man stay enslaved. You so goddamn smart. You dumb. Your ancestors were literally dumb because you had to create these pillars of laws to protect you. Than to enslave somebody else, then today you're going to say those children are lazy. They are a product of your Eurocentric development. Deal with it. These things are very important. So we have to understand. See, when you, my grandmother always told me, baby, you can unring a bell just like you can untie a knot. Unsing that song. These things are very important. Until tonight, I'm giving you the tools and the inspiration and the fuel to come out of that thinking of what you've been taught. And to take your time out and go and dig and research and re-examine those records. It's clear. I said 1,000 times before, if you descend from South Carolina at a certain point in time, the mulatto is an issue of an English woman and a Negro man. You descend from South Carolina, well, black or white. If you black, you colored, you African American, you Negro, and you got a mulatto in the family, at that point in time, you looking for an English mother, grandmother, a great grandmother, and a Negro grandfather. And if you white at that point in time, from South Carolina, you are looking at a Negro grandfather, a great-grandfather, and a white English grandmother. It's not the same law that was in Virginia. Got to understand these things. But then some genealogists who are professional genealogists would tell you, well, that law is ancient. We don't research. How the hell you sound being a genealogist? That's why I don't get involved with their programs. The level of research is limited. When you're not under anybody else's doctrine, you can go to the roof or you can go above the cloud. Your capacity to what you want to learn is infinite. All depends on how much time you want to invest, how much patience do you have, how dedicated are you to researching this. These things are very important. Don't forget these things. Owe it to your ancestors that paved the way. And many of them gave their lives that you and I are here today. Therefore, we need to remain in character, the best of character, their suffering should not go in vain. It is your duty, whether you want to accept it or not, to be the best that you can be. Many a times you get fired from a job because you need to get out here and start your own thing. This country was designed with you being handicapped. So you got to take all that energy, all that DNA inside of you, and bring those ancestors to life within you to overcome these obstacles that you may face. May be difficult, but not impossible. Remember that. It's not impossible. You owe it to them, and most importantly, you owe it to yourself. Self-preservation, the first law. And that's why I created the House of Ancestry. And that's why I created Savannah River Chiefdom Educational Think Tank. When you come up on your own house, in your own institution, you have free will. These things are important. And you will find many people say when you tell the truth, you're being racist. Because I'll say Niggerville just as quick as I say Honky Town. And I'm speaking of an ideology. I'm not speaking racism. It's a way of thinking. Both of those thinkings are bad. So you have to go into being a human being. And the best human being that's in you. There is greatness in every one of us. Be your best at all times. Don't be too quick to anger. Be your best. Think about the think about. Understand 5 minutes of frustration out of character or anger may cost you your life or may cost you 15, 20 years of back being a slave that your ancestors fought for you not to be because they didn't want to be. Be careful. Think at all times. Learning colonial history, the truth of it, will transform your mind, but also transform your life. These things are very, very important. Ever forget these things. Because there are 1,000 years in you. There's 500 years in you. And that greatness lies dominant. Say all the time, slaves were dumb, couldn't read and write. That's a damn lie. They read and write in their own languages. They knew how to grow something white folk couldn't grow. Cotton and rice. If they could, and they were so damn smart, they wouldn't have tried to enslave a person to get it done. Then 300 years later, they're going to tell you to go back to the reservation or go back to Africa. Hell, you get your ass out of here and go back to Europe because the British kicked you out. Many of them. Go research the Mayflower and see how many indentured servants and how many convicts was on that ship they don't talk about. go and read those records from the British perspective on who they sent over here on those ships. Escaping religious persecution? Examine religious persecution. These things you must understand. It's very important. Very important. Learn to break down the terminology that they're using. I tell people all the time, if you are a so-called African-American or you are a so-called white person, please read the Negro laws of South Carolina. Read them. Read the Better Order in the White Servants of South Carolina from 1716 when they talk about the mulattoes and the octoroons and the quadroons coming out of Barbados that they need to govern, who are of mixed African and Scottish and Irish descent, now being mixed among the Africans and the Native Americans. Read this stuff. The more you read, the more you will find the true identity of many of these people. These things are not to be omitted. I'm telling you, learn them, examine them. It's not hard. No one is going to hold your hand on this journey to find you. So you make sure you are in an environment that's on the right road, headed in the right direction, not confusing you. These things you must understand. An open mind goes a very long way when it comes to researching colonial history. And you have to get beyond the history books and dig into the archives, whether it's the Spanish archives, the British archives, the French archives, or the American archives. They're important. Also remember, many of these mulattoes are of Spanish descent, British descent, French descent, and American descent. Also remember, there are some free Africans that not even mulatto at all over here owning slaves. Black is top. And I'm not talking about mulattoes. I'm talking car tire black. Slaves. So that's the question I pose. After the Civil War, what were they trying to reconstruct? Because there wasn't too much hanging and killing going on in slavery time. There were a lot of slave revolts. But the massive hanging from trees and killing came from Jim Crow years. Lasted 100 years. From about 1867 to 1967. Hangings. Slaves were expensive. They were property. Let me tell you something else. There were more integration among the races during slavery time than it was during Jim Crow years. That's why they call it segregation years. Because slavery wasn't segregation. See how they play with your mind? These things you must understand. I tell you what is written in our guides. Now it is up to you to take the time and go and learn and take this journey for yourself, not for anybody else, for you. You really want to find who you are? Do it for your grandma. Do it for your grandfather. Do it for their mother and father, and so forth and so on. And mentally go into the spirit and ask their guidance to help you. And learn to be open and pay attention to signs. Because your indicators will come within a sign. And you must understand what that sign is. Understand it. Pay attention to it. Signs are indicators. You may not get a spoken word. You will get a sign. Understand what I am telling you. I remember growing up as a child on Sundays, and my grandmother raised me from 3 days old. And every Sunday when we would go to church, but my grandmother and grandfather would never Christianize, even though they were Christian, they were never Christianized. They held on to some of those cultural principles. And my grandmother, on the way, going home, we would always stop. And my grandfather always kept a shovel in the back of the station wagon. And mama would go out and dig into that Georgia red clay. 12 inches or maybe a foot down till we see that clay. And she said, "Here, boy, eat it." And every Sunday, I'd eat that clay. But I had enough energy inside of me to last a week or sometime a month. This is the only candy you're going to get, this red clay. Learn to develop a taste for it. It gives you protein. Skin was clear. We didn't have any diseases. We didn't have any chicken pox. We didn't have any mumps or measles. We rarely had colds. Mama was there with poor people. Poor people need to be educated and stay healthy because you don't have the money to be running to the doctors. So you have to follow what nature gave you. Stay healthy. Don't put any stress on your body. Don't worry about nothing. You got health and strength. These things are very important. So, tonight, my word for you was you're changing your mind. You got to decolonialize your mind, your thoughts, your thinkings, your approach to doing things, because it ain't proper. And the minute you discover the truth, you will find strength and inspiration. These things are very important. So before I leave you tonight, I'm going to open the floor to a few callers. And I will start with 714-5961. Paula, you have anything? 5961? I can't hear you. Okay. Well, to all of you, I would say thank you Good evening. And have a good night. Until next Thursday night, you guys take it easy. And in Yuchin, we say, ki to hey, which means bless wishes. And have a good evening. And I always say, have a good night. Bye-bye.